Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never,
it. Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I think God Almighty never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just started 8 o'clock, so. Man, I need it.
Sing it one more time.
I messed up.
One bad decision after the next. that I worship right tonight, God. We'll pour our love on you. Break open our box. Give you everything. From here to there, worship is filling the atmosphere, both now and then. Songs of your love will never end. All day and night, and we bow down, our praise will rise inside.
creation rise like a sweet perfume.
God sings over us tonight, and he says that I'll pour my love. May feel alone, but watch me, watch me, watch me pour my love. Oh Lord, open up and let me in. I'll pour my love. Open the windows of heaven, now pour my love like a river. The well that never runs dry, now pour my love. I'll fill every void. Have my say day.
Consume. hands together in here tonight if you want to.
Yeah. is over now.
If I walk alone,
alone, not on my own,
not on my own,
I
feel like I can make it.
The storm is,
over now.
Oh, it's over now.
It's
created by, thought up by the brain of Author Larry D. Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, who is our CEO and leader of Epiphany as well. I got mixed feelings about tonight. Oh, wait, before I do that, 319-527-6300 is the number to dial in. You must do so before the 10 o'clock hour. If we go into overtime, you won't be allowed to go with us. Press 1 to let us know that there's something that you want to share with us, and we'll be sure to get you in the rotation. Tonight is Resurrection Sunday, as you all know. Some of y'all may refer to it as Easter Sunday, but this is an area that has mixed emotions for me. And you'll see that, and we'll go into that throughout the program. But before we do any of that, let's bring this platform before the throne. Have your way, Lord. Heavenly Father, I come to you. Despite my flaws, despite my shortcomings, despite me, have your way on this platform tonight, Father God. Let someone be touched. Let someone be woken up to recognize that you are the only way. Father God, use whatever transpasses on this platform this evening, Lord, to be used, to be acceptable to you, to be used in your fight against the evil one. We relinquish our claim, Father God, and lay it all in your hands. But we want to thank you, Lord, for what this day represents. Whether it be the exact day or not, it's a moment that we are recognizing the miracle of all miracles. When you laid down your life for us, for me, you defeated death. You paid my sins, the sins of the world, cost. And came back and rose again. That defies understanding all that you did for us. So we can merely just say thank you. We appreciate you. We love you and we honor you, Father. And it's in the precious and mighty name of Jesus the Christ that I pray. You know, it's hard to really grasp the fullness of this season. Anybody that's a parent would say, oh, yes, I would lay down my life for my child. And at that moment, probably sincerely said and was your reality. But until the time comes, we really don't know if we would do so. Abraham and Isaac, when God tested him with his son Isaac. And even up to after they went up into the mountain to the altar, laid the firewood down for the fire, for the sacrifice. And there was no sacrifice. And his son looked at his father and said, but Father, where is the sacrifice? And Abraham said, God will provide. He laid the boy on the altar and prepared to offer his child as a sacrifice to God. But God was in heaven that he saw the heart. And lo and behold, in a bush, right there, was a ram with his horn caught in a thicket. There was the sacrifice. But he was willing, up until the last moment, to sacrifice his son, if that's what God required. And our sins required that same type of sacrifice. The selflessness of that sacrifice is beyond comprehension. But that's what Christ did, only a zillionfold. Because he took the sin of every human being upon his shoulders and stood in the gap, in that lost connection between man and God, and became that bridge back to the Lord for us. Can you imagine just leaving paradise to come into this chaos of earth that we've created to be sinless and to treat everyone he met with love, only to be, for it to culminate into his being disrespected, humiliated, beaten, tormented, hung on a cross to die And he did that from his love for you and I. There's no way that we can even comprehend that. Number one, just the fear of knowing that I was going to the cross would have stopped me. But he did that. And that was just the beginning. Because from that, in death, he defeated Satan and took death, took the keys to death from his neck, his hand, and rose again to life, to walk and talk once again amongst man. Then return to the Father, gloriously paving the way for all of us that accept him. And then we have things like Resurrection Sunday or Easter Sunday, which was supposed to be, it was supposed to be the celebration of the miracle and the love and the power that Christ showed in that victory for us. But instead, it's a celebration of some rabbits and some stuff that has nothing to do with the sacrifice. And that's where I have the problem with our celebration of this most holy season. But anywho, let me go ahead and share my piece. Then there's another piece of music I want to play. But let's just keep things moving. Piece I prepared for this evening is called Stop the Madness. I can remember growing up laughing and going in real hard on those annual Easter egg hunts. Easter was almost as good as Halloween. Anxiously waiting for that basket with plastic grass filled with marshmallow rabbits, chocolate bunnies, and don't you dare forget them. I double dog dare you to forget them jelly beans. And when possible, brand new pair of Sunday only shoes and a suit. You going to church feeling yourself because you so fresh and so clean. We're the grown women. When a pat or squeeze your cheeks and ooh and ah about how in my new suit I was so devilishly cute. Years passed. And as I grew physically and spiritually, something about this no longer made any sense to me. How could we allow Christ, God and Son of God and Comforter, to be replaced by a rodent known as the Easter Bunny? If you could, would you riddle me this? What does a jelly bean, chocolate rabbit, or hard-boiled eggs dipped in dye offer that could match Christ's eternal bliss? What does the ultimate sacrifice and victory offer after this phase of existence expires and you die? I'll wait. I'll even wait a little longer. I think you can answer that riddle. There is absolutely no logic in this. In some of these traditions, we insult God with our madness. What's even worse is we are lying to our kids instead of instructing them of the miracles of this day. The truth is being purposely hid. In some things, our God-given free will, our logic, and truth must unify, which means we must first hold accountable ourselves. do we continue being part of the problem, destructive nuisances attempting to infiltrate the kingdom by spewing and or not exposing the lies in disguise?
If you believe in Christ and you believe in his death and glorious resurrection, how can you possibly continue to represent the kingdom in that way? Lost souls are influenced by what we do or do not do or say. In this, there can be no compromise. Who do we honor and celebrate? God the Father, Holy Spirit, and Holy Son? Or some cute little fuzzy wabbit doing the work of the Prince of Lies? Happy Resurrection Sunday and peace. You know, as I had mentioned earlier, it really, really rubs me the wrong way that we are so blatantly disrespecting and trying to cover up or just nullify the power of this season. How can you just think you're a little bunny rabbit or running around in the grass looking for the eggs and spending money on clothes, new outfits? Sam Hill, does that have to do with all the Christ went through for? You might as well spit in his face. Let me do it. Frequently we do it. Annually we do it, truth be told. And now, the question is yours. Are you going to continue to celebrate this lie? This way of cheapening the kingdom of God by celebrating and even shutting down the country for a bunny rabbit? Perish the thought. Time has come. with the signs that are being showed, the end time is not far away. And these are the ways that we show to whom we belong. Do we celebrate resurrection, the resurrection of Christ, by jelly beans, although I love me some jelly beans, and some rabbits and little baby chickens that 3 weeks later they done got bored with and now they killed and thrown away so that they die, so it's a waste of another life? Do we cheapen what God himself has done for us with these lies in disguise? Like in the piece I just did, he gives us free will, so it's our choice. But there comes a time when our choices have to line up with his desire for us. You know, because he wants nothing but the best for us. Despite the madness that we seem to love so well. I don't know. But that's because I'm not God. He can see way beyond what I can see. He understands way more than I can understand. And he's got a restraint that I have not mastered. Ain't even came close to. So we might want to think about who it is that we're cheapening when we worry more about the Easter egg and the lamb dinners and all of that, before we think about the sacrifice, unprecedented victory that Christ snatched from the enemy for you and for me. We got to stop playing with this thing. It's serious. It is more serious than we could fathom. But trust and believe, your choice needs to be made. Because there's going to come a time when the Bible will look at us and say, depart from me, for I never knew you. Because with lip service, we can't work our way into the kingdom. Anyway, I'm not going to
gonna get on a tangent about that.
But we better recognize how unexpressible our God is and all that he does and wants for us and will enable us to do. We just act like we know.
I worship you.
person, if you're looking for somebody, he's gone. And he don't need nobody else. There's no question of your greatness, nor searching of your power. Oh, the wonder of your glory, to you 40 years is but 1 hour. Your knowledge is all encompassing, to your wisdom there is no end. Oh, for you alone are God. You are God alone. Your mercy is everlasting. Your truth is here always. You are he who was and is to come. Who is he that can number your days? You flung the sun to burn in space, and the night moon powers light from day. Oh, you alone. Your God, and oh Him, you're everything I need. You are God alone. Now unto the King,
now unto the King,
eternal.
another minute, not an hour, another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. Not another second or another minute, not an hour of another day, but never needed you before to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more. The truest friend I have indeed, you're my best friend I know in need.
I have to apologize to y'all for that gap of silence. I almost did a complete sermon in that gap. And when I went to play the music, I realized I had been on mute the whole time. So I apologize. But the quick rundown of what it was I was speaking about is the cheapening of the sacrifice, not recognizing all that was done on this sacrifice when God himself came into sin. This is God who had never experienced sin a day in his life. Came into a pit of sin, deep in paradise, for us. took on the guise of a mortal human, suffered the unfathomable pain of the tortures they put him through. The whips themselves were leather thongs with little iron hooks at the end. So when they whipped him, the hooks were set, and they actually gouged out the chunks of flesh from his back as they whipped him to carry his own cross to his own death sentence. And he did that, endured that for us. Ben had to go kick Satan's butt and offer a way to defeat death for us. There's a whole lot in what today is representative of. So I cannot be silent any longer when we choose to represent that type of love with a bunny rabbit and some little chickens and some eggs and some jelly beans. It just no longer sits well with me. But the best way to handle things that are unhandleable, if that is such a word, by us, is to take them to the King.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm altered out, hurt and abused. I can't pay what's left. I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die.
Take me to the Thank you. everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Simple song.
My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh Lord, my hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh Lord, my hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. My hallelujah.
Sing it, y'all. Come on, y'all gotta come on, say, my
hallelujah.
From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice.
My hallelujah.
Lord, my hallelujah. Yeah.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Then we simply say, you deserve it. Simple, say it, church. From the bottom of your heart, tell the Lord, you deserve it, Lord, yeah.
All of the glory,
yeah. Everything I give you, Lord, everything I owe you, Lord, it belongs to you.
All of the glory,
y'all got it now, come on, say it. All of the glory, Lord.
Oh,
Can we lift our hands together one time? My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
I hate to expose myself like this, but I have to admit that I'm really not that smart. I may have a smarticle or two and portray intelligence, but it really isn't so. And with that being said, I have to ask for some clarification. And for this, I'm asking this entire nation to elaborate on something unclear to me. I need some enlightenment in regards to creation, you see. It has been suggested to me that some coincidental occurrence started our existence. A big bang was the catalyst to the existence of actual concept of life. His variety of variations, the incomprehensible, unexplainable creation of creation. So you're telling me I've been duped, bamboozled, hoodwinked, and there really is no God? Wow. Ever since I first believed, when I first believed it was a God who created man, and that it was a God who populated this thought, that there was an omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient, loving, merciful, forgiving, oh, and did I say loving God? Do you mean that all the miracles and blessings I've been the recipient of over the span of my life, you actually formed your lips that all of these rescues of me from myself, all the financial bailouts, healings, and strength and support I went through, crossing seas of strife, all coincidence and not divine intervention? Do you actually think divine inspiration would exist if there is no God? Do you think you would have the breath you such blasphemous things? How dare you be blessed by, and yet the air you breathe, the thoughts you are able to think, yes, even the ones you allow Satan to control, the blood running through your veins, your very existence, the physical, emotional, both known and the unknown, the answers to the unanswerables, and creation's complex design are all due to a power beyond comprehension. A love so vast, this mortal shell is unable to hold. A love so great, he offers streets of gold. I say all of this, I guess I agree with you to some degree. There is no God. There is no God like the Jehovah Jireh. There is no God but the great I Am. There is no God but El Shaddai. There is no God, none, save the one who loves me unconditionally. There is no God but the Father, Holy Spirit, and the Holy Son. Let me tell you, there is no God like my God, the Holy Trinity. Poem. Y'all better recognize and realize it. Don't be stuck on stupid and let somebody fool you. Because time is running out. But there's power in the name of Jesus. And before I play that song, I'm going to close this out with this final prayer. And then we're going to listen to music for a few minutes and go our separate ways for now. So, Father God, as we draw once again before your throne, Father, we thank you for the opportunity to just speak upon your name this evening, Father God, to praise you and to recognize the greatness of this season that we are in the midst of. Lord, as I ask that as I depart from the airwaves, that you would remain with me, Father God, to guide my tongue, to guard my thoughts, to make me usable by you, Father. I ask that you would put your love of protection, your hedge of protection around the Epiphany family. They're going through a lot, Father God, in various ways. But you know all the needs and concerns, Father. We just ask that you would have your way with that situation. Father God, I ask that every friend, every foe, every person that I know, Father, that you would bless, that you would touch them, Lord, that you would strengthen them where they're weak, Father God, that you would take them down a notch where they are too prideful, that you would put them just where they need to be, Father God, to be usable by you. Our time is running out, Lord. I ask that you would increase my territory, Father God, that your word through me could touch someone else that I'm unable to touch, Father. I thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for me, Father God. The opportunities that I've squandered, Lord, those that I've accepted, Father, just help me to be acceptable to you. And I thank you for this resurrection moment, Father. Because as you rise again in this moment, Father, so shall I rise again, Father. Rise up above myself. Rise above those things that I hold above you. Forgive me, Lord. Strengthen me. Please, Father, do not leave me. It's in the precious and mighty name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, that I pray. Amen, and God bless you all.
my storm cloud. The same speak calm to my fear. And when I feel that no one loves me, his loving presence is so near. That name is Jesus. Oh,
help me say,
no more cloudy days.
Glory to your name. Glory to your name.
Consume. hands together in here tonight if you want to.